What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Ash Said It. AshSaidIt.com. This is the Ash Brown Uncensored Podcast Show. Yes, darling. So, as you can tell from the title, I just finished watching one of the most inclusive, direct, amazing, eye-opening, nostalgic, just all around good feel documentaries, and it was called The Orange Years, The Nickelodeon Story. And it talks about Nickelodeon from its inception from way back in like the 70s, you guys. And we didn't have cable until we moved to Georgia, and when I got to Georgia, I was just really just set on several cartoons, Jim and the Holograms, and Punky Brewster. And Rainbow Bright used to have some movie-type specials and stuff, but those were my main. That was it. I had no idea Nickelodeon was anything until we got cable. And when we got cable, it just opened up a whole new world. And one of my favorite shows was You Can't Do That on Television. Like, it's just a long ass title, but it was always these kids doing just these rambunctious, crazy things, and they were doing it and getting away with it. And it was wacky stuff, it was crazy, but it was always entertaining because it was like they were doing the things that maybe we wish that we could do but don't have the ability or just can't do it. It talked to some of the show's creators, and it went through a pretty decent, I think they did a good job in encompassing a lot of the different stars that were a part of the different shows. And it just took me back because I was this little girl from Bronx and moved down to Georgia, didn't have any friends, teachers were picking at me and marking my work wrong when it was right. I had a really difficult adjustment period, and Nickelodeon made it so much better. Clarissa Explains It All, what? And then I actually got a chance to grow with these shows. When Snick snarted, I forgot about Snick. I was like, oh my God, Snick. Oh, Saturday Night Nick. And that's where they had shows like All That was in the programming. They always had the hottest artists on there. TLC did their theme song. Are You Afraid of the Dark? Amazing programming. There's nothing like that now. There's really nothing like that today that I can think of. And kids today will never really truly understand the severity of such programming and what it meant to a generation. I now, since they've just revamped this whole idea in me, just in this project, I'm like, shoot, I'm trying to find some old episodes of All That. I want to go check out Hey Dude again. Or was it Legends of the Hidden Temple? I need to check that out again because it was just good TV. And I think the fact that they really focused on what kids would want versus just doing programming for everybody and for the whole family and everything this and everything that. Doing programming for kids and teens and tweens and all that stuff in between, that made a difference. There was never anything like that before. People can say, oh, well, Disney is programming for kids. Yeah, but Disney has Disney always has an angle. They don't do anything. They don't do stuff for nothing. And I think Nickelodeon stepped in to fill the void of the things that Disney did not address. Nowadays, you can find all kinds of programming because Disney got hip to the game. It was like, oh, we got to focus on the other kids. And we got to focus on this. We got to focus on that. Yeah, you do. But I thoroughly enjoy this documentary. Like, I might actually watch it again because it was so good. and just talking with some of the stars about their experiences on the show and overall their experience. Like, the first time we went to Disney World and we went to Universal, I remember taking that tour in the Nickelodeon Studios and seeing, like, they had us to do the whole Double Dare segment, I guess you could say. They had like 50 of us. It was like, it wasn't a whole bunch, but it was more than just a few kids. And we had to answer questions, and people got slimed. I didn't get slimed. I had the answers to the questions, but I didn't get slimed. But it was just an all-around euphoric feeling for a kid. And to go through that when I was having such a difficult time fitting in a school that told me I didn't belong, in so many words. But it was amazing. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. So now I gotta go find these rerun shows, because I know it's syndicated somewhere. Somebody is streaming these old shows, and I'm gonna find it, and I'm gonna dip back into my childhood a little bit. That's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna dip back into a little bit, just a little tad, but it's okay to dip back, you know. It's okay. That works out. But I wanted to just share that with you guys. I'm a 90s kid. I'm a 90s baby, so watching this really warmed my heart, and it really took me back to some really great memories that, honestly, I think I kind of forgot about. I really had an awesome, amazing childhood when it came to my family life and Nickelodeon. Rugrats and I Have Real Monsters and Ren and Stimpy. They were talking about how they brought in Doug, Rugrats, and Ren and Stimpy. And Ren and Stimpy, like, it was such a funny show. I remember my mom would always get on to me about watching it, because my brother and sister would watch it with me. And she was like, don't be watching that stuff because they do nasty things. And she was right. I'm not even gonna lie. You know, as a kid, but you want to push the envelope as a kid. And you're like, okay, I'm gonna sneak and watch Ren and Stimpy. Like, I loved it. The characters were lovable. The situations were funny and I won't say relatable, because I was a kid and I really hadn't done anything yet. But they made you so engulfed into these storylines that you felt so invested. You felt for them when they were going through. But now as an adult, as I've looked at episodes of Ren and Stimpy, oh my goodness, so inappropriate. So inappropriate. I can see why MTV took some of the rights for that and started syndicating some of those episodes. Ren and Stimpy, that was tossing the table over. Y'all wasn't pushing no envelope. But even with that and it being inappropriate and crazy, it was still a fun show. I'm not going to say nothing about wholesome, because there's some things that went on in Ren and Stimpy that children probably shouldn't have seen at that time. But we ended up okay. We ended up all right, you know. Anyways, like I said, top-notch documentary. I will probably look at it again. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. But kudos to Nickelodeon. I couldn't tell you what Nickelodeon programming looks like today, but I know that it is nothing like what it started out as. Nothing like that. But that's a story. Anyways, I hope you guys have a good rest of your day. I'm going to holler at y'all later. And more than likely, I will be doing a live on my Facebook later on today, probably about 1 p.m. But I'll let you guys know what that's about. I holler.